I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We're especially glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope we'll see you again soon. A couple of quick announcements and a few that may not be so quick, but anyway, your new church phone directories are available out in the narthex. If you haven't gotten one yet, please be sure to pick one up so we can get accurate numbers. There may be mistakes, there may be errors. We got what we had. If you can correct information, please give it to us so that our follow-up in a few months will be complete and correct. So anyway, all that's out there. We encourage you to take care of that. Janet Boatwright is here to lead us in our Love One Another appeal.
I hate this. Last week we introduced the Love One Another campaign for Lutheran Services Carolinas. If you missed last week, the handout from that, which is just a general overview, is on the table with the directory, so please pick up one. And I invite you to look at your handout that was in your bulletin this week. Today we're focusing on young people transitioning out of foster homes. I invite you also to think of the time that you first left home, whether you went to college or in the military or even to get married, how exciting and how scary it was all at the same time. Now imagine that you've been in foster care for most of your life. You've never had the benefit of a stable home or a loving family. Many of these people who are transitioning out of foster care are kind of lost. They don't know what to do. Currently, LSC foster care program has 140 children and youth. But when they age out at 18 to 21, sometimes they don't have the skills to transition into independent living. And services are hard to come by. So that's what LSC plans to do with this campaign. They want to open a transitioning care program that will be serving young people, 18 to 25, with the goal of independence in 2 years, but someone there they can talk to. So again, another one of the goals of the Love One Another campaign. We can make a huge difference. And again, just recapping, our goal for our church is $11,227 over a three-year period, which comes out to $21.14 a person. I went over how they divided that up. Now, we know that not everybody can do that, not everybody will do that, but a lot of us can do a lot more than that. So as you're going to hear in your gospel in just a few minutes, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. So let's love one another.
Thank you, Janet. Preston, you wanted to tell us about the coats. And we needed all 72 last week, right? Jim, you wanted to mention about the 525? Thank you, sir. Jonathan. Oh, there you are.
Oh, wait, there's more. So it is Super Bowl Sunday, and so this is the last Sunday that we will be out there after church raising money for both the Hope Pantry and Meals on Wheels. I wanted to give you guys an update. Last week, the Rams team raised $53.45, and the Patriots raised $50. The group total so far, the Patriots are in the lead with 78.50. The Rams are at 60.45.
Thank you, Jonathan, but I am deeply hurt, shocked, and dismayed that for a church, the saints weren't in charge, you know, weren't leading the pack by a long way, you know. I'm just deeply devastated. Our sinfulness has come out in that the saints didn't win. Yeah. Okay. Today is traditionally Scouting Sunday. Scouts were created, invented, founded, I think it was February 8th, and usually the Sunday just prior to that is celebrated as Scout Sunday. But as you know, at the end of 2018, our scout troop ceased its activities here at Redeemer. There just weren't enough boys to continue. But since it was Scout Sunday, we wanted to take this opportunity to invite our scout masters to be here and to honor and recognize them for the years of service. I'll invite Earl Wells and Grant Jackson, if y'all would come forward, and Paul Austin, our current council president. I'll give that to you. I'll let y'all gather behind me so they can see you. They've seen me plenty. But I want to talk to them first. Imagine meeting weekly with a group of boys. Imagine sleeping in a tent one weekend a month. Imagine special projects and special events and guiding boys through merit badges and awards. Imagine teaching important life skills. Imagine doing it for years and years. And years. Earl, how long have you done this? 40 plus years. Grant, how long have you done this?
Same.
The same. Wow, 40 plus. Three different states. Can you imagine doing all that? Absolutely incredible. Well, we wanted to gather today and say thank you for your leadership of these young men and the way you shape them to be important folks in our community. Paul, do you have anything you wanted to add? So the council has a gift for you to say thank you, and I don't remember which one that is. That's Earl. So Earl, go ahead and give that to him. He's the scoutmaster. Go ahead. You can read it. Yeah. I don't know. Try it that way.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Well done, good and faithful servant. Redeemer Lutheran Church, Columbia, South Carolina.
All right, may we pray. Merciful God, we thank you now for the generous service that Earl and Grant have given to so many. They have helped so many to grow in faith and in service to others, and now we pray that you would continue to watch over and keep them in your care. They have blessed us, and they have blessed many others. Give them your blessing, now and forever. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. of grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Amen, amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. And glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Sing with all the of God and join in the hymn of all creation, blessing and honor, glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. For the Lamb was slain, has begun His reign. Alleluia! This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia! 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 The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. May be seated, and would the children please come forward. Well, hey, Jordan and Charlotte. I'm guessing you're not really going to get this one. I have a cup. You see my cup? And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the water from this cup and pour it into that cup. Do you think it's all going to fit? Say yes. It's all going to fit. Yes, it will. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Look at that. Hey, I haven't, look, see, it all fit. No, there's still some in here, right? All right, we're going to go some more. Oh, no. Look what's happening. It didn't all fit, did it? It poured right over. Oh, no. I'm getting weird stares, but that's all right. I've got an uh-oh. Yay. I wanted to show you that because you know what? That kind of reminds me of God's blessings for us. We might can have this many blessings, but you know what? God gives us so many blessings that it just overflows and spills out all over everywhere. That's what we mean when we say God loves us. God loves us so very much that it's more love than we can even imagine. And we can spread that love out and give it to other folks too. And so that's what we're remembering today, is that God's blessings and God's love are more than enough for us, and we spread it out to other people. Okay? Let's have a prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for all your love. Help us to take your love and give it to others. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Be to God.
The first lesson is from the first chapter of Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Go to all to whom I send you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There's a story of a church that was very excited to receive a new pastor after its pulpit had been vacant for a long time. The pastor was fresh out of the seminary, however, and on his first Sunday, the church was packed to hear his first sermon. After church, everyone beamed with pride at the good sermon they had heard and looked with expectation to their future together. But the next week, when they came to church, the pastor preached the same sermon that he had preached the week before. A few members made comments, but after all, it had been a good sermon. The third week, once again, word for word, they heard the same sermon again. This time, there were a few folks who started to grumble. By the fourth week, when they heard it again, the chairman of the church council called the chairman of the pulpit committee aside and instructed him that it was his job to talk to the pastor about this. So the man went to the pastor in his office and said, "Now, pastor, I know that you are fresh out of seminary and you don't have a file of sermons built up, but don't you think it's time you preached a different sermon?" The pastor looked up and said, "How can I preach a different sermon when none of you have done anything yet about the one I have preached?" Perhaps that hits a little too close to home. Because you see, I think we're probably all a little guilty of the Word of God we hear in here not affecting us a whole lot in our lives out there. As I've heard one preacher say, far too often we come to church just as we are, we sing just as I am, and we leave just as we were. We hear God's word and we give it its place, but then we don't apply it to other areas of our lives like our politics or our spending or our priorities. We let the gospel message pass in one ear and out the other. We listen and seldom hear. We are so often complacent in our faith. Jesus came face to face with complacency too, most particularly when he preached in his hometown of Nazareth. All week the town had been buzzing about the return of this native son, and all week the people had anticipated the coming of this man whom they all knew, whom they had all heard about, and whom they had never really paid much attention to as he grew up. But now they were anxious to see him, to see if he had changed and to share in his fame. Finally, the day arrived. Jesus went to the synagogue and read the scripture, and then he spoke about it. And everyone was amazed at how well the hometown boy had done. But then it became clear that they hadn't really heard Jesus at all. They were basking in his celebrity, but had failed to take to heart God's radical message of having their lives changed in love and reaching out to change others' lives in that love. They didn't hear his call to costly service to their neighbor. They didn't see the extraordinary thing God was doing in him. They missed the salvation of God among them. Well, if Jesus was looking to shake them out of their complacency, the next thing he said did it. He pointed out times in Israel's history when the chosen people of God had rejected God's message. In those times, Jesus said, the message was taken away and given to other people, and God's chosen were frozen out. Jesus told his hometown that that same thing was happening right there, right then. God was at work in their midst. Indeed, God himself was in their midst, but they had chosen not to hear, not to see. And so God was going to take this thing he was doing and go elsewhere. The message would be offered to others. And suddenly, he had gone from preaching to meddling, and the townspeople didn't like it one bit. And they tried to throw Jesus off the cliff at the edge of town, but Jesus passed through the midst of them and went his way. Danish philosopher Soren Kierkegaard told a story of a world where only ducks lived. Every Sunday, these ducks would get all dressed up in their finest feathers and they'd all waddle to church. The big drake would waddle around up front in the finest feathers that anyone could imagine. And when it came time for the sermon, he would speak to them about God's greatest gift to them all. God has given us wings, he would say. And with wings, you can soar to the heavens. With wings, we ducks can leave the burdens that chain us down and fly to new heights, to a new joy, to a new life. And when he was done, they all jumped up from their pews and quacked about what a wonderful sermon it was. And then they all waddled home. We can't be a duck. God's gift of Jesus, the God's gift of grace, must change us. Hear it. Share it. Live it now. Amen.
Shown as yet unseen but not unknown, our Savior and our Lord, our Savior and our Lord.
Gather. Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lamb of God, we know that you are indeed the one who takes away the sin of the world. Fill our hearts now with the desire to seek you. Fill our hearts now with the willingness to follow you. Open our ears to hear you. Open our eyes to see you. Open our lives to live out our faith. Lord, in your mercy, great light in our darkness, shine in us and through us. Through your Holy Spirit, ignite our faith and lead us in lives that radiate your love for others. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, reach into our illnesses, fears, and worries with your compassion and love. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, who reaches to us, fill us with enthusiasm and zeal in our faith, that we may invite others to come and meet you and to share the joy that comes in your love. So live in us that as we live, others may see you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth
and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free. Use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
think there's a lighter over here somewhere. Yeah.
Thank you.